Say you want to go out to a new restaurant, but you want to be sure the experience is worth your while. You might check online reviews at a site like Yelp. Same with hotels or florists. You can pretty much check online ratings for any kind of service you want or need, including hospitals. If you need to get surgery, for example, you can research possible hospitals in U.S. News and World Report or Consumer Reports even. But you have to be careful because those rating systems don't always agree. NPR's Scott Hensley is here with us to explain. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Rachel.
So I understand there was a study done recently that proved a kind of inconsistency among these hospital rating systems. Explain that. What happened?
That's right. Some of the top hospital and health quality people from Harvard and Johns Hopkins and University of California, San Francisco got together and said, let's compare how these rating systems do looking at the kind of universe of hospitals here in the U.S. And what they found out was there were 844 hospitals that got a top performance rating on at least one of the systems, and none that got rated highly on all of them. And the same was true of the hospitals at the bottom of the system.
So the big question then, Scott, is why is there this difference among hospital ratings?
The short answer is that the four groups are looking at different things. U.S. News and World Report is looking at the kinds of hospitals that you might go to for very specialized care. Mm-hmm. Best for cancer, best for complex cases, really focusing on that element of it. They also use doctor reputations as part of their secret sauce. Health Grades is looking at how patients do both in the hospital and then what happens to them after they get out. Both Consumer Reports and the Leapfrog Group are really focused on patient safety, and they might be looking at things like infections. Do you get an infection while you're in the hospital? Do you get unnecessary radiation from CT scans that you don't need? Those might be things that they would include.
So on the one hand, I would think as a consumer, as a potential patient, more information is better. But I have to say, on the other hand, it seems overwhelming. Like if I want to have what is perhaps a pretty routine procedure, I just want to go someplace that's going to say, this is the best option for you. But you're saying there are different definitions of what best means. So what do I do? What does a patient do?
It's very difficult. And I think the key thing is to know what you're looking at. So one of the reasons that I think people get confused is hospitals like to market, we are the best according to this group. We are the best according to that group. You need to know, well, what were the criteria? You know, when you think about a restaurant, if you're really concerned about getting food poisoning, you're going to want to go to the Department of Health's website or look at the letter grade from the Department of Health for that restaurant and say, you know what? These guys know how to handle food. I don't have to worry about it. If you're going for that special night out and you want top-of-the-line food experience or really fantastic service, you're not going to look to the Department of Health for that. You're going to look for another group that's really about what did the other diners feel about it or what do the restaurant critics have to say about it. So I think in making sense of the hospital reviews, you have to know yourself. What is it that I want? And then don't fall for the initial just, oh, it's the best. How is it the best? And try and understand what the rating aims to do.
NPR's Scott Hensley, he runs the Shots blog at npr.org. Hey, Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.